Okay, gentlemen, welcome back to another session of the Thursday evening Musa Shir, and we are continuing the Hakdama, and hopefully finishing the Hakdama this evening. This is Arachos Zadikim Shir number 6, and we are on Daf Tes, and we were discussing, of course, the importance of recognizing the Yetzirah's constant battle against us. And now the Orchos Adikim is going to say something to us which perhaps may be sounding a bit insulting to us, but let's see it through, and Mirta Shem, we will be able to grow from what he says. So Adam, in the middle of the page, Adam b'shosha nolad, a person when he is born, who begufo v'chachmoso chalosh misho kol brios habrios. In essence, physically and mentally, is weaker than other creations that Hashem has created, kichol habrios, because all other creations, and is referring to the animal world, biyom hivoldon, on the day that they are born, hin holchos v'ochlos m'sayos li'asman, they walk on their own, they eat on their own, they go about their business on their own, they help each other on their own. But a human being, when he is born, of course we know tremendous toil and work is necessary to rear the child, to nurture the child, and just as much is necessary to perfect the person physically, in other words, whether it is feeding the person or changing the person, and as we are nurturing the child, it requires this improvement. So too we have to bear in mind that this perfecting is necessary for the person's neshama, for our child's neshama as well. The sakin hachachma, to repair or to improve his wisdom, or lahavin derochim tovas, and to be able to understand the proper path to take in life. Now listen to the way the Orchos Adikim describes a person from his youth, from his birth. It sounds, like we mentioned earlier, almost insulting. Ki adam b'tchiloso, because a person at his beginnings, below melamed, before he is taught, either by a parent or by a rebbe, a guide, noeg b'kibahema. Basically, the person conducts himself like an animal. Ach, however, in other words, if you look at a human being, he eats, he sleeps, takes care of his bodily needs. It's basically like an animal. Ah, however, libo, the person's heart, dome leluach shehumuchan lichtov alav, can be compared to a board, like a blackboard or a marker board that is prepared to write on. It is sitting there waiting for someone to write on it. Im haluach hazeh babiat hipeish. If this blackboard is put into the hands of a fool, yisarte talav sirtute havolim, this person will scribble and write on it silliness, nothingness, just wasteful words, and she is kalkev lotia bo tuelazot, to the point that he ruins the board, and there's no real purpose. I mean, all he did is scribble, you have markings on it. Aval im hu biyachacham, but if this board is in the hands of a wise person, yichtov alav seder nyana v'tzrocha v'chavosa, he'll use the board as an opportunity to jot down the his seder hayom, in other words, what he has to take care of, his schedule, his needs, his obligations. I have to do this, I have to do that, this is what I have to spend my day doing. You know, he writes down the important things of his life. And based upon what he has written down, yichalkel v'yifarnes banav, he will support and sustain his family, v'yagia l'toelas gedola, and of course, based upon that, those notes that he wrote on the board, he will be able to accomplish a tremendous amount in his life. Kach leiv adam, he says, the nimshol is, so too is a person's heart. Haksilim, a fool, yitzayru v'otziru hevel v'sheker, they inscribe, engrave within their hearts, and of course it's not a physical thing, this is an emotional thing, that he's inscribing on his heart silliness and lies, nothingness, v'yichtuvu alav chikikei hevel v'oeven, and he writes on it engravings of worthless notes. V'yamalu liba machshavos hevavarik, and his heart thereby becomes filled with foreign thoughts, with thoughts that are not going to be very helpful in his life. V'amaskilim, however, a wise person, yichtivu aluach liba michtav elokim, they will see to it that the emotional writing that it is engraved and inscribed into their hearts will be the michtav elokim, the writings of Hashem, which are shu yesod haTorah v'hamitzvos v'hachochmos, which is the foundation of Torah, of mitzvah, of wisdom, v'hamidos, and of course of character traits. And he'll reach a point where their nefesh, the neshama is shining like the brightness of the rakia of the firmament. And this was the kavana, the intention of Shlomo HaMelech when he wrote in Mishlei, Koshrei malatzba osecha, tie them on your fingers, kosvei maluach libecha, write them on the luach, on the board, on the marker board of your heart. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech is instructing us that a person needs through life to be aware of the fact that the notes that he is taking, that he is imbibing, that which he is engraving in his heart, is going to be that which he's going to live his life by. In other words, to put it in words that perhaps we could understand, that every time we have a feeling or an emotion or even that which we physically look at or say with our mouths, is basically the script that we are writing down on our hearts. And the show that is going to be produced, in other words, our life that we are living, which is the show that we are producing, is a result of the script that we wrote down beforehand. So we need to fill our hearts and our souls with Torah Hashkafa, with Torah philosophy, because if our hearts are filled with the proper philosophy, the proper Hashkafa, then the show, the life that we are living, is going to be based upon that, and of course will be a kosher and it'll be a proper life. On the other hand, chas v'shalom, a person saturates himself with silliness or immorality or items that of course do not belong on that marker board, then the lifestyle that he's going to live is going to be based upon that script that he wrote. So this is the importance of Shlomo HaMelech, the importance that a person has to face as he is going through life and growing at whatever stage the person is. He needs to keep this in mind, that basically what we live is based upon what we have written down on our hearts. Okay, let's continue the next paragraph. And the Archos Adikim, the author, is going to explain why Tikkun, when it comes to Tikkun Amidos, perfecting of character, the sooner the better. Oh, the Omar Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech said further in his Apostle in Mishlei, Gam b'mahalolo v'yisnak yenoim zach v'im yoshapolo. When a person acts, we can recognize from his actions, even from his youth, if his actions are pure and upright or straight. And he's going to explain now the Archos Tzaddikim what this pasuk means. He says this pasuk refers to discerning and evaluating a youngster. Even from the youth of a person, his younger years, his midos can be recognized. Kemo shetire, like is seen in the world. Miksas hanorim nireis bohem midas busha. Some people, even from their youth, you can see they have the midah of shame, of shy. They're shy, they're to themselves. On the other hand, some youngsters have the midah of azos. Miksasam azos is arrogance. Miksasam notim elataiva. Others lean towards desires, passions. Miksasam notim malas tovos. And yet others have a leaning towards good midos. Vida. And no, kichol midos ha'adam ashatir bo b'mei habacharus v'azikna. Any midah that we see as the person matures and becomes elderly, older or elderly, hein hoyu b'mei hayaldus v'hashacharus. These were the very midos, the seeds of these midos were there in his childhood and in his youth. Ah, however, Basmanahu, at that time when they were young, Lahoyabel Koach La Rosam, they weren't revealed, Ulahavi Omli De Hamaisen, to bring into actuality. Just to explain that pasuk that we read earlier, the Malbim says, gives an example. He says, you can know the intent of a person's actions by seeing his midos earlier. And the example he uses is Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went out that day, gentlemen, you remember the incident when Moshe Rabbeinu went out in Mitzrayim and he saw an Egyptian beating up on a Jew. So Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. He used the Shema Mephoresh and he killed the Mitzri. And the question is, says the Malbim, did Moshe Rabbeinu's actions of killing that Mitzri, what were the emotions going on within him? Was that, gaiva? Was it haughtiness? Was it nekama? Was it revenge? Or was it from a sense of tzedek, of justice, with yosher, was yashrus, it was the proper thing to do? And the Malbim says, if you look earlier in the pasuk, it proves what happened later with the incident with the Mitzri, which way the emotions of Moshe were. Because earlier in the pasuk it says, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up, Vayetel Echav, Elechav, and he went out to his brothers, Vayar Besiv Losam, and he saw their pain, and the Mepharshim explained that he took the yoke upon his own shoulders. Also, even though he was from the Shevet of Levi, and they were exempt from working, still, he took upon himself because he felt the pain of his brothers. Says the Malbim, that proves that later on, when he killed the Mitzri, it was also from the same emotions, it was the same psyche, that he was doing it for the right reasons, he was doing it for tzedek, he was doing it for righteousness, because that was the right thing to do. Since earlier, where his midos were manifest by taking upon himself, the work of the Jews. So you see the same thing the Orchos Adikim is saying, when a person acts in a certain manner later on in life, it could be judged, basically, not that it's easy ever to judge anybody, but basically, that's the way the person was, or the seeds of those midos were there in his youth. Let's continue. Youngsters who are overcome by navlus, that means improper behavior. It is possible that the older people can pull them to the proper path, can influence them, because they're at a time of their lives that they are willing to accept Musar, reprimand. And they cannot escape the grip, so to speak, of their parents. They're too young to be on their own. And they have to listen to it. And they have to bear the brunt, so to speak, of the Musar, the reprimand that is given to them. But when this youngster becomes older, it's not easy to straighten out those character traits, the behavior that they had from their younger years. In other words, like the phrase goes, you can't teach an old horse new tricks. The Archos Adikim says, I'll give you an example. If you have a silver tray, shayatamun bakarka, that was hidden in the ground, and it developed a thick tarnish while it was underground, that silver tray that you take out of the ground requires merika acha merika, polishing after polishing, over and over again, scrubbing, until you rejuvenate it to the point where you can see the original shine, the silver shine. Here's the nimshal. So too is the person, the person who in his youth adjusted himself and conducted himself in an improper way and had developed somehow bad midos. Tzarech liltos sichlo lahavdil ben hatov uben hara. That person needs to be polished to be able to differentiate between that which is good and which is bad. Ben hatome uben hator, that which is impure, that which is pure. Ulisragel b'avodas Hashem, and to accustom himself in the service to Hashem. Atshiyu atova midos atovos tevuos akushuas beliba, to the point that good midos are embedded and connected to his heart. Now, do we ever say it's too late? Of course, it's never too late. But his point is, the job becomes much more difficult if we are able to quote unquote grab a hold of the person when he's in younger years and straighten him out or show him the proper path and influence him, be mashpi on him. Of course, the scrubbing is less. But as a person ages, in order to turn that person around and to undo the tricks that he has adjusted to in the manner of life that he has learned to live, the scrubbing process, of course, is much more difficult, and it could be a longer process as well. So the Orech HaTzadikim, towards the end of this Hakdama, is informing us that when it comes to Tikkun HaMidos, when it comes to perfection of character, it's important that we try to get a hold of ourselves, and of course those who are under our wings at a younger age, the younger the better, so that we could help them in their own perfection of their own midos. Finally, gentlemen, just about finally, the next to the last paragraph in the Hakdama, in the introduction of the Sefer, he writes to us, the author writes, the purpose of this Sefer. Why did I write the Sefer? Why do I present the Sefer? Look what he says here, gentlemen. Ze ha-sefer nikra sefer midos. This Sefer is called the Sefer of Character of Midos. Hu nichtav v'nechtam b'tabas ha-chochma. It is written and sealed with the signet ring of wisdom, l'lameid l'odom das, to teach people understanding. Lios sefer ze b'yad kol odom, so that this sefer be in the hand of every person, l'kli umanus, as a utensil, a tool, l'sakein mitocho midoso v'masav, to correct from this book, from this Sefer, to use this Sefer to correct his midos, his character, and his actions. It's interesting if you view it this way. You know, imagine, you go into a bookstore and there are different sections of the bookstore, and they have a history section, and they have the mystery section, and they have all these different sections. Of course, every good bookstore has a section that's called the how-to books. How to, if you want to fix your plumbing, how to do it. Eat carpentry, how to do it. Want to build a house, how to do it. Planting, how to do it. The Orech HaTzadikim, the author, seems to be implying that this is the how-to book when it comes to Tikkun HaMidos, perfection of character. This is the how-to book. And now, there's one difference I want to point out here, and that is when you lift up by and acquire one of those other books from the library of how to build a closet, the how to book, there's no guarantees that it'll work out. I need mazel as well. However, when it comes to Tikkun HaMidos, if a person uses this Sefer properly, it's guaranteed. There's a Gemara Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis that says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Im Yom Alecha, if a person will say to you, Yogati v'lo matzasi, I toiled and I didn't attain it, or you don't believe the person. Or if he'll say, Lo yogati matzasi, I didn't toil and I did find it, you don't believe it. He's talking about if I found to find perfection, to find Torah, to find mitzvahs, to find how to be a proper servant of Hashem. However, if the person says, Yagati umatsasi, I toiled on it and I found it, I succeeded, in other words, then you can trust the person, you can believe the person. In other words, that's guaranteed. Guaranteed means guaranteed. In other words, that if a person toils on this Sefer, on this how-to Sefer of perfecting a character, it is guaranteed that it will work, assuming the person works on it hard and he's toiling on it, he's yogea, he toils hard. Let's continue. A craftsman who has his toolbox with him, yuchal lasos malachto, is able to go about his business, is able to do his work. Avol kashein biyado kli umenaso. But if the person leaves the toolbox at home, imagine you call a carpenter to your house, a plumber. He arrives, he shows up, and he left his toolbox at home. A person goes to the battlefield, and he leaves the rifle at home. Obviously, like the Aruch HaTzaddikim continues to say, lo yuchal lasos meuma. You can't accomplish too much. You can't accomplish anything. Lachein. Listen to the language here, gentlemen. Lachain, therefore, Shema bini Musar. Listen, my son, to Musar. V'kachliyo umanoscha biyatcha. And take this how-to safer in your hand. L'sake midosecha. To perfect your character. Halo sire. He says, don't you see? Mishiyesh lo harbe mine matbos. If a person has a pocket full of coins, ketanos gedolos, small ones, large ones, ve'eni yodei erechon v'shavyon, and the person does not know the value and the worth of those coins. Lo yeda ma yiliknos b'cholachas. Obviously, he won't know what he can acquire with these different coins. Ad sheyeda erech shel kol matbea, until he is able to figure out and learn the value of each one of them. V'gam tzorach leida izu matbea posla. He also know. He needs to know as well which of those coins are counterfeit. And the king has decreed not to spend them. But after the person weighs and evaluates the worth of each one of those coins, then and only then will he know, he'll be able to acquire his needs with the proper value. And any coin that the person has, that there would be a fine, a tax or a fine, that if he uses it, this person will be careful not to make use of it, unless it's a situation where, you know, he won't get a fine. He can use it in this situation. Nimtza, the result is, no doubt, this person who did his homework and understands the value of each one of his coins, he is going to be able to attain with those coins only that which is good and joyful. But a fool who doesn't weigh and doesn't evaluate and spends counterfeit coins, no doubt, this fool will attain only great damage to himself. V'ato, and you, Beni, my son, kach ha-moshal hazeh. Take this parable that I've just given you, ha-nimshol, and the lesson is, ha-ro midos shebacha, to all of the traits, the character traits that we have. Midos gedolos, midos ketanos, the big ones, the small ones. V'tishkol kol mida u'mida, and weigh. Evaluate each one of these character traits, bepeles chachmascha, with an understanding scale, with an exacting scale. Acheteida erech kol mida umida, until we know the value of each one of the midos. Veteida, and know as well, amidos asher posal amel chagodo, those character traits that are counterfeit, that Hashem has made counterfeit. Lizor behem, being careful about them. Shlo yero b'chos, amidos haroz, that those midos that are posal, that are counterfeit, should not be seen in us. V'lo yimotzu b'libcha, not found in our hearts, elu b'makom shalot kabbalah hezek vanish, unless it's a situation with that bad midah, that quote unquote bad midah, can be used. Like we gave examples earlier, you know, if it's haughtiness, for example, if it's for the sake of Torah, then a person's permitted to use, or at least to manifest the midah of haughtiness, if it's done the proper way. And in this manner, the person will be able to reach perfection. Then you will be considered the craftsman who is equipped with his toolbox when he comes to the job. I think, gentlemen, it's an amazing mashal that the author gives us when he was explaining through his mashal the coins of different value. Now, these days, of course, if you have a quarter, you have a dime, a nickel, a penny, on the quarter it says 25. So we know it's worth 25 cents. On the dime it says 10, so we know it's 10 cents, and so on and so forth. So how much of an understanding does a person need to know? Of course, if you give the coins into a baby's hands, you know, I remember seeing, witnessing once, a father put down before his in front of the child a dime and a nickel, and he asked the child to take through which one he wants. Which one do you think the child took? He took the nickel. Why? Because the nickel is bigger than the dime. Because the child at that age doesn't understand that even though it's bigger, it's worth less than the dime. The nickel is 5 and the dime is 10. But even for adults, it's no big deal to understand that the quarter is 20. It says it on. It says, if you look at your coins, you see it says, the penny says 1 cent on it. The nickel says 5 cents on it. Now, if you're taking the mashal, if we're taking the mashal that the Orach HaTzaddikim is giving it to us seriously, he's talking about in those days, the coins that had to be evaluated and weighed so carefully. Imagine if, just to understand it more carefully, or more clearly, if you ever visited a diamond exchange, you go to a diamond exchange and you see that they literally have these sensitive scales. These days they're digital, of course. The scales where the jeweler is picking up a diamond or a jewel with a tweezers and he's carefully placing it onto the scale. And for a foreigner or for a person who is, you know, a regular layman, you may be thinking to yourself, like, oh, what's the big deal? You know, a fraction here, a fraction there, a gram here, a gram there, an ounce here, an ounce there. You know, that you so have to be so careful. Of course, anybody with seichel understands that the difference between a 1 gram or 1.2 gram could be, who knows, hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars when you're talking about the value of a diamond or of a jewel. This is the mashal that the Orach HaTzaddikim is giving us. He's talking about in those days, the coins didn't say 5 cents on it, didn't say 10 cents on it. There were coins that were spent and that were used according to their weights. And the person had to be careful before he went shopping to the marketplace. He had to be careful that, you know, the money that he is spending, the coin that he is transferring over, you know, to the storekeeper over there in the shop in the marketplace, that it was, you know, weighed out properly. They would actually have in the marketplaces, they would have the scales where the coins were weighed, and you watched very carefully, you know, how much it weighs, how much corn can I get, how much wheat can I get, how much sugar can I get, based upon the exact weight of the coin. And it made a tremendous difference. It can make a difference of how you're feeding your family that week. And that is the mashal that the Orach HaTzaddikim is giving us in terms of amidos. That means, gentlemen, the Orach HaTzaddikim is telling us that when it comes to amidos, amidos have to be weighed exactly the same way on this kind of scale. In other words, if a person, for some reason, is witnessing someone doing something wrong, his children, his students, and he has to at least show anger, he has to show upsetness, that means the person has to take the amidah of kas, the amidah of anger, he has to take it in his mind and put it on a digital scale, if you will, and he has to weigh it. Wait a second, how much anger should I show? How loud should I raise my voice? My facial expression, how angry should I look? Shouldn't be too much, a little too little. If it's too little, it won't accomplish the goal. If it's too much, it'll insult people and who knows, they'll turn them off, so to speak. So the mashal that the Orach HaTzaddikim is giving us with the coins is a very serious mashal. He's expecting us to reach a level, at least aspire to a level, where we're so sensitized with our midos, that they are being weighed exactly that we would for a diamond or a jewel, all these coins. Let's finish up the final paragraph. Ata now, nirtze lehodia shorsei hamidos. It is our wish to inform the masses of the root of the midos, v'anfeim and their lead, their branches, v'soaltam, v'niskam, their benefits and their dangers, v'kavanaseinu lahashiv tivei ha'adam, and it is our kavana, our intent, to return the nature of people, me'inyan hasichlus, from foolishness, el ahavas ha'musar, to the love of musar, v'sheyishtadlu hapsoim lodas ha'chokhma, and simple people should strive to know the wisdom, u'me Hashem, and he ends with a bracha, may Hashem yisala l'zichro, and from Hashem may his memory be uplifted. Yish nish al ezer, we request help. We're asking for Hashem's assistance as we go upon this voyage, going through the Sefer HaTzadikim. Sheyodiyehu hadrachim hayesharim, that He inform us of the straight ways, unesivos hatzedek, and the paths of justice. Lahoro shifte yeshurun, to teach the Jewish nation, adas hachesed, who are considered the congregation of the assembly of chesed, of kindness, loleches bohem, to go in these midos. So gentlemen, we have finally completed the Hakdama, the introduction of the Orach HaTzadikim, and in Mirtz Hashem, with Hashem's help, we will continue next week with the first chapter, the Shahar Rishon, which is going to be Shahar Gaiva, the chapter, the gate of Horiness. Mirtz Hashem, have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.